Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Affirmations for Digital Overload. If you're feeling like your phone screen is a never-ending highlight reel of perfectly sculpted lives, perfectly filtered photos, and perfectly curated moments, then honey, buckle up. We're diving into something real today. Embracing imperfection in a world obsessed with perfection. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "Easy for you to say, I get it." The pressure to be flawless, to have it all together, is seriously everywhere. Social media, our workplaces, even those cheesy self-help books, they're all screaming at us to strive for this impossible ideal of perfection. But here's the truth bomb. Perfection is a myth. It's like chasing that elusive unicorn, always there, but never quite within reach. And let me tell you, friends, trying to chase that mythical creature is exhausting. It steals your joy, it crushes your confidence, and it leaves you feeling constantly inadequate. But here's the good news. You don't have to be perfect to be amazing. In fact, embracing your imperfections is what makes you truly unique and beautiful. Think about it this way. Every crack in that perfectly smooth ceramic vase tells a story. Every freckle on your skin is like a tiny constellation, adding a touch of stardust to your awesomeness. Those mistakes you make? They're just learning opportunities disguised as blunders. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. And you're right, it takes practice. It takes conscious effort to shift your mindset from striving for perfection to celebrating your authentic self. But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace imperfection and finally let go of that pressure to be perfect. 1. Redefine success. Forget about comparing yourself to others or chasing some arbitrary standard of success. Define what success means to you. Is it being kind? Is it pursuing your passions? Is it simply waking up each day and showing up as your best self? Think about those moments in your life where you truly felt alive, fulfilled, and happy. What were you doing? Who were you with? What values were guiding you? Those are the clues to what success really looks like for you. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer a dear friend. You're human, and humans make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over those blunders, learn from them and move on. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes, it's part of the journey. 3. Celebrate your uniqueness. Embrace what makes you different. Those quirks, those imperfections, those things that make you stand out from the crowd, they're what make you special. Don't try to fit into a mold or conform to someone else's expectations. Be proud of who you are and let your unique light shine. 4. Focus on progress, not perfection. Remember that growth is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, successes and setbacks. The important thing is to keep moving forward, learning from each experience, and celebrating the progress you make along the way. 5. Let go of comparison. The comparison game is a loser's game. It's impossible to win because everyone is on their own unique path. So ditch the envy and focus on your own journey. Celebrate your achievements, big or small, and remember that you are enough just as you are. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with this whole perfectionism thing. Picture this. I was giving a presentation at work, my palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I felt like every word I uttered was being judged under a microscope. Suddenly, mid-presentation, I tripped over a cable and nearly face-planted on the stage. The room went silent, and for a moment, I thought I'd completely bombed it. But then something amazing happened. Instead of panicking or trying to pretend it didn't happen, I just laughed it off. I said something like, "Well, that was unexpected," and kept going with the presentation. The tension broke, everyone started laughing, and the rest of the presentation went smoothly. You know what? That stumble became a turning point for me. It taught me that sometimes, the most memorable moments are the ones where we embrace the imperfection and let go of control. So, my friends, remember this. You don't have to be perfect to be amazing. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your uniqueness, and never stop shining. What steps can you take today to start embracing imperfection in your life? Share them with us in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. See you tomorrow for another dose of mental reset and clarity.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.